Social Boom, How to Master Business Social Media, author Jeffrey Jatoma. The Opportunity of Business Social Media. Social media has become a phenomenon beyond words. Hundreds of millions of people all over the world have joined the party. It couldn't be long before businesses got involved. Small businesses, big businesses, your business. Now is your time to take full advantage of this low-cost, global and local opportunity. All you need is an hour a day to build your network. When you do, and do it right, the rewards will be beyond your ability to measure. You'll reconnect with business associates and you'll attract people and prospective customers to connect with you 1,000 times faster and 10,000 times better than making a cold call. You'll create loyal customers and you'll profit from your ability to expose yourself, your thoughts, your experiences, and your value to markets around the world. The social revolution and your evolution. The social revolution has changed the way you sell and serve forever. As business social media evolves and matures, all salespeople, executives and entrepreneurs will expose themselves for who they are and who they aren't way before a sales call or a sales meeting of any kind taking place. Today, all systems of selling are preceded and sometimes precluded by your online reputation. Here are a few things you should do. Look at what your competition and their people are doing on the internet. Talk to your customers in depth. Allocate more of your time learning what you don't know about the online world. Set achievable goals and measure your results. Communicate value messages, not productive offerings. Waiting is more expensive than starting. Whatever your budget for online or social media presence is, it's cheap compared to doing nothing while others pass you by. Converting personal social media to business social media. You may be using social media, but not profiting from it. It's time to draw a line between personal social media and business social media. There is an easy and no-cost way to create attraction and connections from business social media. Here are two things you can do. 1. Create a business Facebook page that your customers, prospects, and fans can like. A page for your business enables you to create an opportunity for dialogue with your customers and prospects. 2. Twitter is an anonymity and mandatory. The value of Twitter has not yet been realised, but within 180 million users, there has got to be a few dollars in there floating around someplace. 9 ways to fascinate the goldfish. 100 years ago, you didn't need to fascinate the goldfish. Back then, the average attention span was around 20 minutes long. But then a little thing called the internet happened. Now we have messages coming at us from every direction. So how do our brains respond to all this stimulation? It turns out that we are learning to think more quickly and get distracted more easily. In this distracted environment, you must immediately spotlight your unique competitive advantage. You only have an instant to communicate, convince and convert. Here are 9 ways to attract, convince and retain the goldfish. 1. Have the biggest budget or the most fascinating. Pick one. Your social media can be as boring as you want. You have a bigger marketing budget than anyone else in your category. If this is the case, you can afford enough advertising to just hammer in it over and over until people remember. That's what Fortune 100 companies like AT&T and Microsoft do. They can afford to be unfascinating. 2. Message first, media second. Before you even think about which form of media to use, you must first decide what to say. 3. Identify what already makes you fascinating. Yes, your company has the potential to be fascinating. The trick is to figure out exactly what to say and how to use that to attract the customers. 4. Start with information, then add insight. Sharing relevant and useful information, such as news report or emerging trend, conveys your investment in supporting your network rather than just promoting yourself. 5. Think in verbs. Successful social media messages don't just get attention, they drive behaviour and incite action. 6. Hit hot buttons. Hot buttons are charged issues that tap directly into a customer's decision to buy. Here are 3 potential hot buttons: fears, needs, and hopes. 7. Stop moaning that it's hard. Social media isn't a one-time deal, like creating a logo. It's free and incredibly effective, but it takes regular commitment akin to brushing your teeth, part of your consistent repertoire. 8. Still feeling stuck? Try one of these. Go on a rant or a rave about anything you sincerely feel strongly about. A passionate voice vividly communicates what you believe in and why people should care. Ask provocative questions and interact with the resulting commentary. Praise a company that's doing things differently and getting it right. You can even praise your competitor. 9. Stand out or don't bother. Are you willing to create ideas that irresistibly attract an audience of avid followers? Are you prepared to inform and inspire your audience? Are you courageous enough to provoke and polarize? Are you unafraid to ask questions and change the way people think? If not, don't waste your time and money on social media. The world doesn't need another tweet, it needs you. It needs your best practices and your cutting-edge solutions. The secret door. Before you open this secret door, it's important to first understand why it exists and what it is that keeps it open. The rise of social communication via the web marked a significant change in the way technology empowered our human instincts. It's the human part that makes the paradigm shift differently, and also the key that motivates us. Facebook didn't rocket to its hundreds of millions of users in less than 6 years because it had a good product or offered a good value. It did it because it tapped into a deep-seated human need and the world was insatiable. So why should you care about this? Because understanding the underlying needs and desires is everything. Wondering how to get started? Take a look at these professional steps for using social media networking to get an audience with almost anyone you seek. 1. Find your prospects. What networks do they participate on? Where do they spend most of their time? 2. Follow them. 3. Read their posts. 4. Collect information. 5. Listen. Try to understand their perspective, their biases, and their style. 6. Connect. If you've done the previous steps, you're ready to make the connection. 7. Reach out. Direct message them and connect in a meaningful way. The 4 rules of word of mouth marketing. Social media is an incredible tool to help word of mouth. It enables it go further, faster, and to more people. It's about earning the respect and recommendation of your customers. Here are the rules for how successfully to do it. Rule number 1, be interesting. Nobody talks about boring companies, boring products, or boring ads. If you want people to talk about you, you've got to do something special. Rule number 2, make it easy. Word of mouth is lazy. You've got to help it along if you expect it to go anywhere. You need to do 2 things. Find a super simple message and help people share it. Anything longer than a sentence will get forgotten or mangled. Rule number 3, make people happy. Happy customers are your greatest advertisers. Thrill them, create amazing products, provide excellent service, and make experience remarkable. Rule number 4, earn trust and respect. Nobody talks positively about a company they don't trust.